What's the challenge for your outside backers rushing a guy like Mariota, who's obviously got a lot of speed?
Good challenge. I think that Mariota is shown to be very impressive so far. I have to commend Tennessee on really putting together a very good scheme. They do a very good job running the football and creating issues for you to have consistent gap control. So that's first and foremost. We got to be able to handle that. And then once you're dealing with that, now you got to deal with a quarterback that is very effective when he wants to run, and he's showing that he can really throw the ball as well. So great challenge this week.
At what point this offseason did you kind of have an understanding that Nick Perry might be able to make a different sort of impact this year?
All Nick needed was to get healthy, get reps in the offseason, and we were very, very confident that his skill set, his mindset, there's been some things that you could have challenged before, either from that he's had to deal with in the media and so forth. But we've always known that Nick is a very intelligent, very tough-minded guy, very good mindset. And so once we felt that he got through the offseason okay and had a really good positive attitude and his whole mindset was in the right place, there was an anticipation, and that's good. And so we're halfway through the season. He's been very, very steady, very solid, doing some really good things, and we're looking forward to him to pick it right back up and finish the season strong. Stay healthy and finish strong.
If pass rushers get more consistent reps, if they get twice as many, the fact that they can understand how to play off who they're going against, do you think it helps over the course of a year?
I think that that question you can ask or answer in so many different ways. I think that our approach is that we try and understand and know exactly what we're doing. And then all we're trying to do is apply it as much as we can to our opponents. I think we do a very solid job. We're very creative with moving guys around, and that's by design. But at the end of the day, we try and get our guys to understand what they do best so that they can apply it as much as possible. And when they do that, you can live with whatever results you get. Now, the expectation is you want to be able to affect the quarterback, you want to be able to put them down, so on and so forth, and all that other good stuff. But yeah, Nick has a very good handle on what he does well, and so we're looking forward to, like I said, a strong second half.
How much do you think you've missed Matthews the last few weeks?
I think the defense misses Clay Matthews. I think that Clay is a playmaker. Clay is a disruptor in the run and in the pass. And so we're looking forward for when he gets back. He's just another part of the puzzle that helps this defense win or play very, very well.
In addition to the plays that Clay is able to make, is there also some sort of a link between the effectiveness of the rest of the pass rushers and whether or not Clay is on the field?
Well, I think that if I understand your question correctly, I think that we have so many different moving parts. I think we've been, even when Clay has been available to play, we've used him in so many different ways, and he's either been on the field, off the field, to where at the end of the day we still very, very we feel very confident that we can generate and a very effective pass rush. If he's either available and he's on the sideline, or if he's not available and we still have other guys.
Earlier in the week, Mike McCarthy mentioned their C-gap running game, which means it's toward you guys, if I remember my life, earlier life. What does that mean for you guys, and does it change anything for what you guys had to do?
No. We just got to handle our job. We just got to do what we do best. You know, take care of our gap control, play hard, be consistent, execute, and help this defense play well.
So would there be more runs potentially at you guys than in a typical game?
Not necessarily. I think that I'll put it to you this way. Whatever Tennessee decides to do from a game plan standpoint, we'll have to be able to adapt. We'll have to be able to handle. We'll have to be able to overcome. But we feel very, very good about what we can do to stop the run. We feel very good that we can line up and play against anybody. Now, you know, that remains to be seen. We gotta get to Sunday and we gotta play well.